The outdoor farmers market season is winding down as autumn advances, and Wednesday is the closing day for Westtown Farmers Market in downtown Milwaukee. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz visited earlier in the season to talk to a teenage vendor. Susan has been following his career. She first met the young businessman when he was in high school, interning for a program that helps teens build entrepreneurial skills.
I talked with Cole Compton at the peak of farmers market season, under the shade of his bright blue tent. His table was neatly lined with terrariums, glass containers that he had artfully filled with decorative plants and moss. The 18-year-old was enjoying brisk sales, his hands filled with $5 and $10 bills as people walked away with their gardens under glass. I met Compton 4 years ago when he was a high school freshman. He had just started interning with a program called Teens Grow Greens and was sharing his terrarium vision with fellow students.
I love the idea of having this living thing that I can almost make a home for. I can make this little environment of my own, you know, and I've always been a big believer in, you know, nature inside your home, bringing the indoors or the outdoors in. That's really what I see in my terrariums, is almost like a little forest environment that I get to create, which is amazing to me. I love it.
He was the youngest in the program and the first to come up with a business plan. Compton says the program helped him succeed in high school, something he feared he wouldn't do. He has dyslexia and remembers how he felt walking in the door on the first day he attended his charter school in Shorewood.
First day walking in, I thought it would be probably my last day, and I'd probably walk out the door that day and never go back.
Gradually, he felt at home at school, and the Teens Grow Greens program helped Compton turn his terrarium model into a business. He began selling them at stores and farmers markets. In the early days, he placed plants in diminutive glass spheres.
They started just as some moss in a bowl with a plant in the center.
Then he branched out. What started with air plants has transitioned
to actual succulent or cactuses. And all the materials now are all locally sourced, which I'm really proud of, including the plants, which are actually bought about a mile away from my house.
His newest design incorporates a large glass pitcher. It's overflowing with plants that look like they'd love to spill right out of the spout. Compton says his terrariums are practically carefree.
The newest thing we've added, these little pea pebbles they're called, and what's going to happen is the water is going to flow down to the bottom, and then over the month's time, it's going to evaporate to the top. I call it like a self-watering system.
As we talked, a woman spending her lunch break at the farmer's market wandered over to chat with Compton.
And then when you water it, it goes zing.
Jody Sterney reported that the terrarium she bought from him early in the season is flourishing.
Are you a plant person to start with?
No, actually, I kill stuff, so that's why I decided to try this. This is absolutely fantastic on the desk. It calms me down. It gives me something to look at. I bother my office mates with it. Look at this. I thought there was a worm in it. It really freaked me out.
Turned out being a plant coming up?
Yes. It was awesome. It's beautiful. Good job.
Sterney urged Compton to return to the market next summer after his first year at college in Colorado. His terrarium sales are helping pay his tuition. Compton is working toward a degree in social entrepreneurship. He says the school is focused on changing the world and helping lots of people. Compton wants to be a part of that change. He'll also continue designing and selling terrariums. His business plan calls for donating a portion of his profits. Compton has been following that policy since his freshman year of high school.
Come back next summer, and I'll tell you my plant story, and I'll tell you how.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
It stays in its home, though. It can't come out. Like, Audrey, it can't come out.
Yeah, don't come out.